Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. Well, here in America, we celebrate entrepreneurship. It is something which is lauded when it comes to our society, and entrepreneurs are celebrated and become celebrities, especially if their business becomes a success. And you think of some of the behemoths that dominate social media right now, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg starting Facebook, Jack Dorsey with Twitter. Certainly, entrepreneurs are people to emulate. But somehow that has not been the case in our traditional educational system, one might argue. And to fill that void has been the creation of Launch High School. And joining me now from Launch High School, I have two guests today, Peggy Campbell, who is a Launch High School parent, and Patrick Cush, who is the head of the school. I'd like to thank my guests for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Patrick, let me start with you. What is the history, vision, and structure of Launch High?
Well, that's a long story. I'll say right now that we're going into our fifth year. This year we have about 75 students, and we have about a 97% re-enrollment rate. So students that come really love the school. And parents and students in a survey, 100% of them really love the culture. So that gives you a kind of an outline of where we're at right now. But it was born really out of, in 2013, about 7 years ago, out of the recession, the slow recovery from the 08 recession, and looks like we're headed into another one, so I think Launch is even more relevant now. The crushing student debt that graduates from college, four-year colleges especially, felt, you know, people were indentured servants to their student loans until they were 50 or 60, and that's just no way to start your life. The other piece is that we find that about 70% of workers are unengaged, and one in five are actively disengaged, meaning they're actually doing something besides their work. So they're not liking what they're doing when they can find a job, and it looks like some people are going to be out of a job. So taking all those things into account, my brother David and I, he's a CEO at Service King right now out of Dallas, but at the time he was CEO at Virgin America Airlines, which was a Richard Branson company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, we need to prepare people for a different kind of world. And we thought about entrepreneurship because it really addresses these three problems that I just outlined. If you can't find a job, we'll teach you to make your own job, to either find opportunity or create it, and not necessarily depend on other people for your survival or your future. We feel like not everyone needs a four-year college degree. Certainly, you need more learning throughout your life, especially right after high school, and Launch even pays for that. We'll pay for your first couple of years of college, tuition, books, and fees. And for me, I'm not the business type. I'm more into education. My brother's the business guy. I want people to find what they love to do, kind of find their destiny, if you will, and just be happy in life. And entrepreneurship, again, does all three of those. So with Launch, what we try to do is help you find out who you are, what you love to do, and how to make it work for you.
Mm-hmm. And Launch, we should mention, is a charter school, of which there are many. But it sounds like you're looking at the endeavor as being something that is focused on the future that is maybe more distant than the normal high school experience, which is, you know, getting you through the high school years, satisfying your requirements, getting into the college of your choice, and then satisfying those requirements. It sounds like you're setting your horizon as what is it that you're choosing to make your future.
Yes, I agree completely. The traditional paths are not really, haven't worked, been working for a lot of people for a long time. In fact, they've been counterproductive for many people. As I mentioned, the student loan debt and people not being able to find jobs in their field of their college degree. So yes, we're looking at a whole new model for not just economic but social model for pathway for students to take. And it offers so many different opportunities because, again, part of being an entrepreneur is finding what you love to do. So you're automatically going to be engaged, and the work doesn't feel like work so much. You don't have those, I got to go to work days. You jump out of bed and you just can't believe people are paying you for something that you love to do. So it's a whole different model and perspective on the purpose of education.
Describe what a typical class load looks like or coursework looks like at Launch High.
Well, we're kind of in atypical times, but fortunately for Launch, the distance learning, we made a very smooth transition. Some of the surveys results we got were insanely smooth and didn't miss a beat from our students and parents. Because we are more focused on not just getting into college or finding a low-wage job, we find that initiative and looking for opportunity are some of the more important skill sets that you need. So we teach you the basics. We have five core classes, English, science, math, social studies. But our fifth core is entrepreneurship, which kind of binds all the other four together into one curriculum. So we give you the knowledge, skills, habits, and values, and those skill sets are soft skill sets and, you know, hard skill, technical skills, especially those to do with entrepreneurship. And everything we do at school tries to mirror the daily life of a professional or an entrepreneur. One of the big things that we focus on with our curriculum, and there's a lot of undercurrents beneath the typical knowledge-based education that you get, our curriculum is 80% project-based, and it's based on cognitive skill sets that Stanford School of Education developed. Because it's, you know, your knowledge base, you can go to the computer for that, but your skill sets are developed, and that's things that you take with you no matter what job or task you're on. So the biggest thing for us is the change in mindset. Don't sit in class and wait to be told what to do or what's going to be on the test. You have to have the self-initiative and self-directedness to go out and find and create opportunity. And really, it sounds kind of cliched, but to be the master of your own destiny.
And so that is so relevant right now, because I think a lot of students who are in high school and maybe even younger, but in high school especially, you know, to stay motivated during this time when there's no teacher supervision, when there's no, you know, study halls, et cetera, and sometimes they're even home alone because parents are working, and it is very difficult to retain motivation and keep up with everything. And so I think teaching that self-initiative probably is a very worthwhile thing during this time of pandemic. We're speaking right now with some of the folks from Launch High School. They're talking about what makes their school so different, how their history has developed over the past several years. We're going to be talking in a moment with one of the parents about why she and her family chose Launch High. That's coming up after this break. We're going to take a short time out for messages. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we're talking education and a big development in Colorado's educational fabric over the past decade or so, maybe even longer, has been the development and continued launching of different charter schools, and one of those schools is titled Launch. It's Launch High School, and it is a school that emphasizes entrepreneurship through every facet of learning. And we've just been talking with the head of the school, Patrick Cush, about what that looks like and what a course load looks like at Launch High. But right now we want to bring in Peggy Campbell to offer the parents' perspective. And Peggy, you know how important it is to get the right, the right chemistry for a high school student's experience. And what was it that brought you to Launch?
Hi, good morning. Well, actually, it was my son who pushed the initiative to go to Launch High School. He was going to a different school in the area for elementary and junior high school, and when it was time to go to high school, he was so frustrated and at the point of wanting to just not do anything for school anymore, that he was like, can I be homeschooled? Can I quit? What can I do? Mm-hmm. What can I do differently? And at the same time, we were talking to his older sibling who went to a different school, and she was talking about how she didn't really have any idea what she wanted to do after she graduated from high school. And so we were having these conversations, and I came across an article for Launch High School and how different their program was. And so we talked to our son and said, well, is this something you would be interested in trying? And he was very interested at first just in the entrepreneurial piece, because that's kind of an exciting thing and something that kids know about, maybe even more so than we adults do.
Right. They know about it, but they don't learn about it in any sense really in school, and not in the traditional schooling model that you have.
Right, right. And so that's why he was interested in going to Launch, is because he was like, okay, that might be something I'd like to do in the future. And if they can really educate me about what is involved in becoming an entrepreneur, that is something that I can become invested in. And so he felt like he could, again, be interested in school. And that was probably our number one goal with having him go to something that was a little bit different, was we've got to get this kid interested in learning again. Mm-hmm. And he really has. He really has become invested in school again, which is really great, because he's not motivated by just getting the A. You know, like when I went to school, I was like, oh, well, I want to get an A, and that was my motivation. His motivation is, well, how is this going to help me in the future?
How's it going to prepare me for the future? Very good.
Exactly.
Right. Were there specific things about the traditional learning experience that didn't mesh with him, that he said, you know, maybe I need to look for something else, or I need to look for something else, that's been answered by going to Launch?
I think for him it was a matter of he wanted a more experiential experience, mm-hmm. For lack of a better way to say that. He really wanted to not have to just sit through lectures. And I think traditional schools are starting to understand that a little bit more. But he wanted to be involved. He wanted to be doing things in his learning process instead of just memorizing and regurgitating, is what he felt like he was doing.
So more of a project-based, which is what we're sounding, what Launch is sounding like it offers.
Absolutely, 100%. Having now had to be involved at home with schooling him, I can see how completely different Launch's approach is, but yet the academic standing, their academics are fantastic. His math, I could not tell you how to do his math. It's way beyond anything I learned as a college student. And their topics that they're using for history, physics, English are really evolved. So that was my husband's number one concern, is what are the academics going to be like? Yeah. If this is something that's new and really we don't know how it plays out, how are the academics going to be? And we've been really pleased. They're very, very strong in their academic program.
You don't want that to be a trade-off. So it's a good thing that that is answering that for you and as well as your son through this process. We're talking right now with Peggy Campbell here on The Extra. She's the parent of a son who attends Launch High School, who chose it to look for a different learning experience for her son. Launch is one of the charters that is available to parents who are within Southern Colorado. And right now there is a physical place where they go to school, but I understand that's going to be changing. We're going to be talking more with both Peggy and Patrick Cush, who's the head of Launch High, after the break. We'll ask him about where it is that they will be going to school in the future, because that is an exciting part of this puzzle. Right now, you are listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We are going to be taking a short break, and we'll be back after these messages. And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we're talking about one of the charter school options that is available in Colorado Springs for high school students. It's Launch High. And for those who don't know about it, it is a school that focuses on taking an entrepreneurial platform for helping students learn and prepare for their future. And so joining me right now, we have Patrick Cush, who is the head of the school. And Patrick, before we were going to break, I was teasing a little bit, telling people that you have an upcoming change going about in terms of where the students are actually attending classes and attending school. So, and that's assuming that everything goes back to normal in the fall after the pandemic. We'll wait and see on that. But in terms of where they've been going now and where they'll be going in the future, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think you kind of touched on a point just before the show started where Governor Polis said basically we're going to have to be able to switch back and forth with what the press is calling the hammer and the dance of restrictions tightening and loosening. So it could be, you're absolutely right, we have no idea if we're going to be in the building in the fall or continue with distance learning or some mixture or switch back and forth during the year depending on what happens with the statistics. But I think what makes Launch particularly suitable to this, especially the switching back and forth, is our size. We are very nimble and small. We found, and students and parents, that in our switch, our transition from building-based learning to distance-based was very smooth. No problems whatsoever. Everyone already has a Chromebook that they use every day in the school. They turn their assignments in via Google Docs or different websites. So they're already very well suited to this distance learning model. So for us, it's not a big deal. In fact, I think some students prefer the change of pace. They certainly like the social aspect of being together and all in the same place. But a lot of our culture has translated over into the distance learning. You know, one of our mottos is work hard, have fun, and do good. And I find that that's still happening with our online learning.
Okay. So where would they be going to do their learning if you were in your physical space?
Well, that's another great thing about our size. The way we've calculated with the social distancing in a classroom, it looks like we may not have to have alternating days or come in, you know, Monday and Wednesday, but not Thursday and Friday. It looks like our students are going to be able to come into school every day. And of course, there's all kinds of measures we would have if indeed we are in the building to reduce the risk. Only having about 50 students on campus, of course, reduces statistically the chances of being exposed to the coronavirus. But because our classes are so small, sometimes as small as 5 students, we can actually socially distance in the classroom with a full class.
That is very attractive indeed. Let's talk about some of the projects that the students are working on this year.
Oh, wow. Well, that's every student does many, many projects in each class during the year. I'll give you a couple that I think kind of stand out. One is a couple of freshmen, and we have an outstanding freshman class. These are kids that are new to high school. Normally, you might be a wallflower, you know, into a new school, a high school with lots of older kids. But in a very short amount of time, we had 2 students, Landon Bowles and Parker Davis. They created a profitable startup business in just a short amount of time. They went through all the phases, the need, the solution, the market research. They developed a model, funding, established a website, a payment app for a phone. They did
my goodness,
very short amount of time,
uh-huh,
and became profitable in just a matter of weeks. So outstanding job by these 2 young 14-year-olds, by the way, who had never met before they came to Launch High School. Another
14,
wow, seniors, mm-hmm, who've been doing internships in Las Vegas and Los Angeles that we helped set up. He's in the music business, but he's not formally trained. So he's creating an app for a phone where you can create a symphony based upon a melody. So you can hum a tune into the phone, your phone, and then based upon all the different tools that are available, create a symphony. It's called Treble Help, which I thought was kind of witty. Not trouble, but treble. And Ethan's graduating this year. He's already got positions lined up in the music industry, in those, and of course, LA is kind of the center of that. And then one last one, real quick. Our school, before the pandemic, we took on a school-wide project of studying diseases, and each pair of students picked a disease and interviewed clients and went all about the things that entrepreneurs do. But I think we may zero in this coming year on infectious diseases. We found that some smaller businesses and entrepreneurs have stepped up where government and corporations can't necessarily be as nimble and reactive to what's going on with the changing statistics. So we're going to dive into that next year, I think, is our school-wide project.
And some of these students, you can envision, will be very involved, perhaps, in the fight against this particular disease, coronavirus, or perhaps other diseases as they move into their future. I'm guessing that when real-life events touch your lives in such a way as this disease, this pandemic is touching all of ours, it does give students a little bit more inspiration into the kind of fields that they want to focus their learning on, focus their future on. So it'll be interesting to see. We're talking with Patrick Cush, who is the head of Launch High School. As well, we have on the line Peggy Campbell. She's a parent of a student, and we heard her story of how her family came to find Launch High and what they feel they've gained by enrolling their son there, and how his learning has drastically changed in terms of how it's able to motivate him and reach him in a way that their family wasn't able to find in the traditional educational model. So we'll be coming back with more from Launch High in just a moment. We're going to be talking about how everyone is thinking that this upcoming fall is going to be like, and then also how graduation has been for the high school and its seniors. We're back in a moment with more about Launch High School here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And joining me on the phone, we have Peggy Campbell, who is a parent of a student at Launch High School, as well as Patrick Cush, who's the head of Launch High. And I just love how I found on your website, launchhigh.org, entrepreneurship is in our DNA. And that is truly what is inspired the founding of this charter school and what is kind of the driving force that gets kids going and continuing on at this school. And Peggy, tell me a little bit, has your son, do you think, reacted well, or I guess better than you imagined, to this shutdown? Because I have to admit, I'm a parent of a high school student, and it's like the air has been let out of a balloon as far as, you know, the momentum that was going into this school year. And then with this pandemic causing the closure of schools, it has been a very difficult thing to battle against. And I'm sensing from what I'm hearing is that perhaps the way that Launch is structured may have made this an easier transition.
I would absolutely 100% agree with that. I have a younger son who is too young to be in Launch High School yet, so I completely understand what you're saying about the lack of momentum, the lack of, you know, continuity. But for Launch High School, I think they have two things really going in their favor, and so because of these two things, I haven't really noticed that with my older son. If anything, he has kind of stepped it up because he knows that his grades are still counting as much as they normally would. Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, I've really got to get this on going. So one thing is that Launch already has so much of their process online. So they're already tied into that, and we're able to switch that very quickly to an at-home platform. And the other thing is that because of their entrepreneurial program, and yeah, it's a hard word to get out. But because of that program, they're already geared towards thinking, well, how can we do this differently? How can we do this better? Not just how can we improve on the systems we already have, but, okay, let's completely flip this on its, you know, upside down and see how we can approach this to best meet the need of what the situation is. So I think all of the schools have done a tremendous job of making that quick switch, and the teachers are working very hard. But for launch, it just was seamless. Mm. And my son has maintained the same basic school schedule with maybe a lack of extra classes where they get together and are able to do projects. But every day he's for school, he's been online at 8:30 a.m. He's been physically FaceTiming with the teacher. So every time I walk into the room, there's a teacher's face on that computer talking to the student saying, hey, what'd you get for this question? What do you think about that answer? Let's all, and because too, the school sizes, the class sizes are so much smaller, everyone's able to still, it's like having a Zoom call with 10 people versus having a Zoom call with 50 people.
Yeah, you get more cooperation and collaboration in smaller groups, that's for sure, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, for the fall, we don't really know what's going to happen. We have to wait and see. So for my younger son, we're strongly considering doing an online school. But for launch, it's really, we're really, really comfortable and confident that things will continue to progress. Mm-hmm. And that he'll be still getting the same interaction. And in fact, he's really excited this week. Quite a few people are having virtual parties. So right. Not just a couple of students getting together, but he's excited to, I know, attend at least one particular teacher. He's mentioned he's excited to attend their virtual party.
For the wrap-up of the school year. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So,
still a lot of involvement.
So tell me, because it sounds like you are pleased with your choice and a booster for the school. What do you say to parents who may talk to you about, you know, and they're potentially interested and they have some misgivings about perhaps that it won't mirror a typical high school experience? How do you, is there any answer to that for you as a parent?
Oh, I get it. My husband, I was very surprised that he was on board with this because he's very traditional. Mm. So I was surprised that he was like, no, let's try it. Let's do it. Because there is that fear of, well, this is completely different. Is it going to meet the needs of my kid who's going to go to college, you know, in a traditional environment? And what I have to say to that is my son is looking in the fall. So he'll be going into his junior year in the fall, and he's looking to start at PPCC in their television and radio program.
Oh, great.
So he's looking to start taking classes in that. And I would say that what Launch does really well mm-hmm. is that it helps your child to understand who they are and what their personal strengths and weaknesses are so that they can not just perform in one or two areas of life, but really perform as a well-rounded individual. And like I said, their academic program is very strong. I would never have envisioned my son going to a college class as a junior, right. And he's able to do that. And also, not just academically, but I know that all the kids that I've talked to from the school, they're constantly saying to me, oh, well, I can go to Mr. Cush or Ms. Fubelli, the principal, and I can talk to them about that, and, you know, I know they'll help me figure it out.
Mm, wow.
Which
well,
is really
that's high
fantastic,
price.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Mr. Cush, let's bring him on. We have about a minute and a half left, Mr. Cush. So tell us, this is the end of the year. It's been a tough end of year for seniors, really throughout the area, throughout the state, throughout the country, throughout the world probably, but definitely in this country where we're so focused on senior year activities and festivities and celebrating this transition point. What have you done to try and, I guess, make it a little bit closer to a celebration for these seniors?
First, I'd like to say entrepreneurship is even harder to spell than to say, but it is
true.
Very important. With graduation, you know, we went through several plans. We had the traditional in the Ent Center of Arts where everyone gets together. Then we switched to a drive-through. It turns out, you know, with the new stipulations, that wasn't possible, a drive-up. Parents and guests couldn't be involved. And we felt like it was a really, you know, the graduation is for the students together, but it's also really for the families. They've been going through this for 12 years. You know, for kids, it's kind of like, can't believe this day finally arrived. And for parents, it's, I can't believe this day is already here. It happened so fast all of a sudden. So what we decided to do was something very personal. We took our show on the road, and we did sidewalk celebrations and ceremonies at every single graduate's house. So we took our whole staff, and we drove around town for a couple of days, and, you know, did the formal ceremony. We also celebrated. We had some music and dancing. So we made it very, very personal. And there was, you know, a lot of crying and emotional tears. But the families just really loved that. It made it even that much more personal.
I bet. And thankfully, you have the small class sizes so that maybe it's a little bit easier to do. Can't do that with 1,000 or more graduates. But what a special way to end the school year and to send them off to their future, whatever that future may hold, whether it's college or some other future endeavors. So again, we've been talking to Launch High School's head of school, Patrick Cush, as well as Peggy Campbell, who's the parent of a student there. We should mention, we're running out of time, but we should mention that fall is the time when you enroll in schools. And so if you're interested in this charter, this would be the time that you get your ducks in a row as far as signing up for it. You can find out more information at launchhigh.org. And again, I want to extend my gratitude to our guests for today, Patrick Cush, who is the head of Launch High School, as well as Peggy Campbell, a parent. Thank you both for joining us and talking to us about this educational option.
Thank you, Shannon.
And you've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.